Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It's a beautiful Friday out there, a little bit chilly, but, you know, I mean, it could be worse. Thank God we're in Florida. So for those of us that are in Florida, for those that aren't, you're always welcome to come. And so, anyway, we've got about a little over a week before the Super Bowl, and I know some people are still, you know, hopefully socially distancing, doing it safely, but maybe doing some tailgating. So there's a way to do it safely, and there's some good recipes out there. And Chef Z is going to be on with us to kind of give us a few tailgating tips to help us make our dishes a little bit more spicy, a little bit more creative, and something that people will enjoy sharing on the Super Bowl next week and next Sunday. So it's just a little over a week away. Anyway, if you have also any tips you want to share, the number is 516-387-1944. Chef Z, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, and always blessed to have you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm cold, but I'm good.
Yeah, my our fireplace has gotten a little bit of a workout, not just for show anymore.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I don't like to be cold, but it's okay. It's temporary. This is Florida.
Yeah. I'm looking at those people slipping and sliding across the road on the news, and I'm like, okay, I'm appreciative. I can throw on a sweater or an extra layer and shed it later. I'm okay, you know. So.
Exactly. I know. I was talking with my sister who lives in Virginia, and she said, oh, let me go get ready for work. And I said, what time are you going? And she said, noon. And I said, it's 9. And she says, yes, I got to get my car off. And I went, wow,
oh,
I don't envy you one bit. So,
yeah,
you can have all of that.
Mm-hmm. My husband's from Philly, and he was saying he's over the digging out stuff, you know.
Yes. That's okay. It'll be warm Super Bowl or warmer, hopefully.
I was going to say, we can take all of that extra time that somebody's shoveling, and we can take that time to be planning and prepping and cooking and getting ready for our nice Super Bowl gathering, however we choose to do it. So give us some pointers.
Well, you know, I know everybody's probably over me talking about we got to eat healthier and stuff like that, which is true, but sometimes you just got to let it all go. And being the Tampa girl that I am, I'm from Tampa, seeing that we're going to the Super Bowl, I think it's time to just let it all go and have us some really nice tailgating food so we can enjoy ourselves, win or lose.
I got my Tampa Bay mask. I've got I'm ready. So
you're ready,
get to
right?
The food. Get to the food.
And food is so important. You know, when we celebrate it's just important any time in our lives, but especially during celebrations. And I always said it, food will make or break the event. You could be getting married, saying welcome to a new baby, saying goodbye to a loved one. If the food is wrong, that is the only thing that seems to be remembered. You know, no matter how big or small the event was, if the food was off or there wasn't enough, then that's all people tend to remember. So you got to get your food right, and you got to make sure you got enough. While we shouldn't be having any big events with a whole bunch of people, we still want to make sure for the few that we do have, or if you invite someone to stop by, you want to make sure you have enough. So my first tip to people making tailgating treats or anything, you don't have to make a lot of different ones. You don't have to have 100 different types of appetizers, but you do have to have enough of what you do have. So appetizers down to a few, it's okay. People are going to pick one or two that they really, really like, and those are the things that they're going to focus on anyway. So just, you know, even if you have four or five, but really, really good ones, appetizers or a main dish appetizer, and then two or three complimentary things to go with that, it's a home run. You don't have to have a whole bunch of different types of foods. You just got to have the right food. So that's my first tip, is just have the right food and the right amount. The difference between an appetizer and an hors d'oeuvre, you have to remember, one is you're going to be able to hold it in your hand, and hors d'oeuvres are going to, even though they're small plate, they're going to be put on plate, and they're still finger foods, but they're a little bit more fancy. And so when you're tailgating, nobody wants to be fancy. We're watching the game. We're enjoying each other. So having bite-sized things, things that you can hold in your hands, and things that aren't messy are important. You know, everybody likes, you know, a good sauced-up wing, but no one wants to pick a wing up, put it to their mouth, and half of the sauce drips down on their jersey. You know, nothing will set somebody off more than getting something on their jersey. So you want to make sure that it's not messy, you know. And then another thing is you always want to make sure you have the complimentary, you know, beverage to go with everything. Whether you drink alcohol or not, you just want to make sure you've got everything, that drink is going to tie everything together. Themes are a good start. I just like picking a theme and sticking with it, sticking it out more, so to say, so you can make sure that it's fluid, everything meshes together, and it's easier for you. You know what I mean? You going off different places, if you say, oh, I want to have Indian-style something and Moroccan meatballs, and, oh, yeah, I want to have some buffalo wings, you're dealing with a whole bunch of different ingredients, a whole bunch of different ethnicities, which is good, but you're just going to have a lot of spices that make more work for yourself. So, you know, try to stick with a central theme with few ingredients, having a lot of whatever it is you're going to have, and don't forget that drink to tie it all in. So I am thinking about going old school. Well, I'm going old school with my tailgating this year. I'm going to just find, like, all old school treats. So, you know, I think about, like, baby showers, you know, when we were all starting to have our kids and things like that, and all the things that we used to eat at the little baby showers and wedding showers and tailgating too, back when my daughter was, before she was born. So you remember, like, the meatballs. Help me out here. The meatballs, we used to call them wing beans. The hot dog appetizers. The sausage puffs. You remember those? The, you know, the little, they were when Bisquick used to be like the thing. You know, if you didn't have a box of Bisquick in your pantry was nothing. So, you know what I mean? Because it's like every other recipe was like, grab a box of Bisquick, you know, get a scoop of Bisquick, and it
That's
made a million
true.
And one different. Yeah, you know. So
Bisquick and I were good friends in college.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could make a pancake, a biscuit, sausage puff, you know, casserole. Mm. It was like Bisquick was it. So going back, picking out those old things, you know, the corn dog puff, you know, used to make with the Jiffy cornbread mix, stick the hot dog in the middle of them. And my ultimate favorite, which, you know, never goes out of style, is deviled eggs. In my family, we call them blessed eggs. We weren't supposed to give him any credit. So we have the blessed eggs. And, you know, you just couldn't go wrong with those. And now, you know, people make them 1,000 different ways. The buffalo chicken dip. I had a friend who, she had a party and everybody kept saying, bring this chicken crap over. And I was like, why would anyone want to eat crappy chicken? And everybody kept asking, oh, when you come, don't forget to bring it. When you come, don't forget to bring it. And I kept saying, what is so special about this? And she's like, you know, I just put all kinds of crap in it, and we just call it chicken crap. And I'm like, I don't think I want that. And finally, I ended up at a party with her and this chicken stuff. And I'm just eating it, and I didn't realize it was hers and the stuff. And they're like, look at Chef Zio, they're eating all that chicken crap. And I went, oh, is this what I'm eating? It's good. And I was just like, I can't believe I'm over here eating this. Well, and then I finally asked her, I said, Heather, what's in it, you know? And she, just to look at her, you don't think she's the most domestic of girls, you know, because she's always having fun, you know. But she really was. But she said, this was something I threw together, and I didn't even realize it, and it's an actual recipe. You know, she said, people make it all the time. And I went, really? And it was, she said, three chicken breasts and threw them in the crock pot and, you know, seized them and let the crock pot cook them down. And then on top of that, because they would make their own water because they were frozen, she would throw in a can of Rotel, and then she'd throw in some salsa, then a can of green chilies, cheese. And she said if she wanted to go Southwestern, it was black beans and some corn. And, you know, you think about all that stuff and you're like, yeah, no. And I was done with, like, the canned – no, it was Velveeta. As soon as you start saying that word to me, excuse me, company, but I'm usually like, that's the end of me and that whatever it is. I don't want to eat that. And I was over there just eating it. Yeah, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this really is good. So those warm crock pot dips. And she says literally if she knows she has to go somewhere, she gets up that morning, throws the chicken breast in. Then she says by the time she's had her third cup of coffee, she just starts dumping the rest in.
Oh,
and by the time she's ready to go, she stirs it all up and takes the crock pot, throws it in the cart, and goes wherever she's going. And I went,
wow.
And everywhere.
So you all are elaborate. I'm looking for the pizza, and you know, I'm good some pizza and wings usually, and maybe some other stuff. I do love the deviled eggs. I'm not trying to work that hard for the Super Bowl, because I'm trying to watch the game.
Right. Well, you know, but I admired her prowess in this thing because she started, you know, first thing in the morning, but it wasn't something she had to, you know, like, tend to, you
labor
know,
over.
And
yeah,
she just went, you know, at certain times, she just went and dumped something in, and she's just like, I put all the cans on the counters and just dump them in time, and I was like, okay, you know, but it was so good, you know, and she used the $2 chips, I call them the $2 chips, which I think they aren't $2 anymore, I think they're like $2.50 or $3.
Yeah,
they're not $2 anymore, but you remember the good old $2 chip days.
Yeah.
And then So then at church, another recipe I like that me and my husband, we used to make all the time, and people would ask us to bring to parties. Remember those days when we would actually get together in one single room, a whole bunch of us, and breathe on each other? weren't we wild?
Oh, goodness gracious. Can't stand it.
I know. So this lady at church says, I have this recipe for you. And she says, just trust me. You're going to love it. And when she said that, I went, nope. No way. I am not making it. I'm just going to let her tell me, and then that's going to be it. So she says, I take hot dogs. Now I'm like, really? No. Because when someone says to you, I take hot dogs, it's over. And she's like, and mustard? And I was like, really? No. And brown sugar? And I was like, no. And then she said the magic word that brought me all the way back around to her. She said, and bacon. And I went, you had me at bacon.
Like, you and my husband,
Tell me more. And she says, that's it. And I go, okay, so what do you do with all these ingredients? Because I don't know what you do with that besides stick a can of baked beans and all of that. And she says, we take the hot dogs and cut them in half, and we cut the bacon in half, and we wrap the hot dog in bacon. I went, okay. And she says, then we put a toothpick in it because the bacon will unroll itself from the hot dog. And I went, okay. And she says, you line the bottom of a foil pan with all the hot dogs wrapped in bacon. And I went, okay. And she says, and then she says, she drizzles mustard over the top of them. And she says, it's up to you, a little or a lot. And I went, okay. It's going. Because, you know, I'm thinking the bacon's in there. We're still good. And then she says, I take the brown sugar, of the 1 pound of brown sugar, and I cover it, all the hot dogs, with the brown sugar. And I went, okay. And she says, then she sticks it in the refrigerator overnight, and you wrap it in foil. And the next day you don't unwrap it, because she says, if you unwrap it, you'll talk yourself out of putting it in the oven. And put it right in the oven and give them about 15 or 20 minutes. And I tell you, Miss Gretchen, I never have to, when I put that out on the table wherever we were going, I never had to ever worry about that dish ever again. It would probably be gone in 5 minutes. And I always made sure I put it in a pan I didn't have to worry about. I was good. Who made the hot dogs with the bacon? Chef Z, I'm good. I was the star with the simplest dish in the whole thing. They are good. They are so good. And like I said, when she said, oh, you take bacon, I mean, you take hot dogs, and I was like, then you take bacon. I went, oh, okay, brown sugar. Oh, okay, you got me. And put them in the refrigerator. And what they do is they essentially just make a glaze, and that mustard just gives them that sweet. It just knocks off just a little of that sweet, comes through with a little tang, and they're just awesome. So, I mean, it's like, it was one of my favorite appetizers, and I just quit making it, and, well, probably because it's not really the best for you. But
it does not sound like it at all.
But you know, your team is possibly going to win. Do you really care about the rest of your life? You're just talking about the best of your life.
Okay.
You don't care about that.
That came out of your mouth.
Don't anyone
quote
me on this.
Not mine. Oh, my.
So that was like, you know, the ultimate. And whoever that lady was, I can't even remember, because like I told you, I just already had mixed emotions from the onset of the conversation. So I guess I didn't make it important for her to tell me, you know, the rest. And then I don't know how many people remember the meatballs with the grape jelly and barbecue sauce. Have you ever had those?
No.
They are awesome. First of all,
I think I have heard of that, though.
They're, oh my gosh, and you think jelly and beef together.
Yeah, I think I was thinking that. I think so. Until you go,
ooh, these are good. What's the sauce? And then the person who made it goes, I put jelly in it. And you go, what a revelation.
I keep wondering about the people that are going to be having the heart attack before the game is over with all of this stuff. That's what I'm concerned about.
I didn't say cook all of those. Just do one. Remember, stay low. You don't have to have a lot of appetizers. Just have enough appetizers.
Okay.
But
you know, because you know how it is. You're watching. The thing that we do that we're not supposed to do, you're watching and eating and watching and eating, and you're not being conscious of your portions and stuff, or don't care, maybe. Okay.
Yes, but you know, listen, how often does Tampa go to the Super Bowl? Come on, people. I know.
And I'm a fan. I went to South Florida, and I stuck around, and I remember the Orange Buccaneers before the Red and Pewter Buccaneers.
So you're picking up what I'm putting down, you know.
Yes. I'm totally oblivious.
Balance it out. But you can balance it out with, you know, a crudité day tray, you know, some veggies and stuff like that for those of us who might be feeling guilty after the 10th meatball or something, you know, grab a couple veggies on the side. I'm telling you, I've lost it. I've went all out. Tampa's going to the Super Bowl. I've just lost, you know, all meaning, and we're just going to have some tailgating treats that are just going to be awesome. I'm just with it.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple of questions about some, well, let me ask if these are healthy alternatives or not that can be good. What about the fried green beans?
See, you said fried. So if you are deciding you want to have fried green beans, my suggestion is getting some fresh green beans and actually spraying them with cooking spray. You could do the olive oil or the butter flavor spray, which is fine, and using your air fryer.
Oh, okay.
So don't
deep
fry
them. Yeah, that's becoming a big thing
these days. Yeah, I know. So use your air fryer.
Okay. Stuffed mushrooms.
Stuffed mushrooms.
I'm a fan of stuffed mushrooms.
If you stay away from a lot of cheese, or you can use feta or just use lighter cheese. If you're going to have a cheese-based stuffing, it just depends. There's a lot of different things that people stuff them with now.
Mm-hmm.
But just go light, use a lighter cheese, or even jalapeno poppers. You said stuffed mushrooms, and I just wanted to say jalapeno poppers.
I love jalapeno poppers.
Yeah. I saw somebody put cottage cheese in them. So, I mean, I could see where it could be good. I would season them up with some, like, taco seasoning and stuff and the cottage cheese. Yeah, I could see it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I do like jalapeno peppers. Okay. And what was one other thing? But I know now, I guess I'm veering away from your rule, which is to try to make this as less messy as possible, too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Go
ahead.
No, I'm listening. Do I have any help?
No, I was going to say drink recipes.
Drink recipes. So, less, like I said, I think my if you could see me, picture me with a big old afro and my, you know, 1980s or 70s outfit and with an apron, because like I said, I'm going all old school and stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, remember the sherbet punch?
Mm-hmm.
Where you took the sherbet and the Tahitian treat and it was the Sprite. You mix all that together, and then if you're an adult, like I said, I'd rather eat my calories than drink them. But, okay. You know, we're going all out, going to the Super Bowl, taking that same concoction and then adding vodka to it.
Okay.
Just go all out. Give it a sprig of vodka. So, you know, like I said, I lost it. I'll probably be somebody totally different come March, win or lose. you know, just adding a little bit of vodka. And the one great thing about vodka is that you can, it's clear, you know, and it has a real forgiving taste. And
mm-hmm.
you can add it to a lot of stuff. So, you know, and you don't have to have a lot of it either to have, you know, to get your point across. But, you know, another thing you can do also is take some of your old drinks and, you know, jazz up your glass. Like, even though people like Bloody Marys in the morning time, you can have
mm-hmm.
some Bloody Marys, and we can call it Pirate Punch. You know, it's red. You can say, you know, when the pirates strike, stuff like, you know, and kind of, you know, put a little bacon and some shrimp on it, you know, and see how you can jazz it up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And then another thing I call it all out lemonade. So you could take some good old vodka again and mix it
mm-hmm.
with lemonade, your favorite lemonade. But then here's the thing, we could do some strawberries because
mm-hmm.
in Tampa, you know, Plant City is right, Tampa, Plant City, same place.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we got two different names, but you know, they're right there. And it's strawberry season. So strawberries are going to be awesome. So, you know, chop up strawberries. And have
mm-hmm.
you know, some Tampa Bay lemonade, some vodka,
mm-hmm.
lemonade, strawberries, chopped all up in there. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if you want to put a swig of grenadine in there just to kind of, you know, brighten it up, I would
mm-hmm.
do that. I think that would be delicious. I told you I lost all sense of self with these, with us winning.
Now, we can have
and
to do some
also,
distinguishing here because, you know, both teams are in the red, if you know what I mean. So we got to kind of do something uniquely Tampa Bay if you're the Tampa Bay fan. Is Tampa Bay versus Kansas City?
I was going to say, what was that other team again?
Yeah,
who's
never
going to be?
I'm a fan of the other teams, well, especially the quarterback. But when it comes to, you know, the Bucks are my team. So,
yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And you know what? I can't be, you know, too act just like I did. I wasn't there at all. That's where I started kindergarten in Junction City, Kansas. So.
Oh.
So I can't say.
See, I don't even have that connection, so.
Yeah, I got a deep connection in Kansas, so I can't be, you know, too. Now, I did see, you know, in my old school, you know, trying to do that, I kind of went to the other side and see, you know, how could I celebrate them with a drink. So there's this website called thedrinkkings.com. They will have you in a lot of trouble if you're someone who likes to drink because everything that they make is either super easy or very, very pretty. And so one or the other is going to make you, like, really interested in their drinks and want to make them. So quickly, the Chief Mahomes recipe. They have, this is what they use for Patrick Mahomes. The drink is like 1 ounce of whiskey, a half an ounce of amaretto, about 5 ounces of cranberry juice, a half an ounce of lime, and cranberries to garnish. And you got to mix all those things together and strain, or you can add to ice in a highball glass. And use those cranberries. They have them like on a skewer. It's so cute. And that is their Chief Mahone's drink. So I think that's really good. So it's some whiskey and lime juice, cranberry, and amaretto. And it makes a beautiful burgundy-type drink that could probably be used for any team, either team. But it's a nice drink if you want to just salute them. So I wish both teams luck. I wish everybody else luck in their tailgating recipes. Like I said, I'm living. I let it go. I'm so happy for Tampa and Kansas.
Yeah.
And may the best team win, Tampa. And it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. And it's already history because, you know, Tampa's the first team to do the Super Bowl in their home space. So, you know. It's already, you know, something exciting. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. So, any other tips? I know I interrupted you. We kind of got off track there. Any other last minute tips that you want to impart, Ceci?
You know, like I said, whatever you have, just make sure you have enough of it. I know it's once in a lifetime for us, but I really just want everybody to be safe. And, you know, even though this is monumental for Tampa, but I'd rather see us around celebrating this again, our team or not, next year.
Definitely.
That's what I want to say. Yes.
Jesse, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Fun stuff. I'm going to have to sign some toned-down versions of some of that stuff, I think. otherwise, I'm not going to be able to close after Super Bowl. None of them. But,
listen, you have time up until then. So maybe you go on like a couple-day detox or something like that or plan for a detox after, and you'll be all right. Have fun. You'll be okay.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you. Yes. Be well. Take care. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks to Chelsea. We're going to take a quick break. This is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. The number, if you want to chime in with anything, is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. We'll be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I cannot let this day go by without wishing my cousin Tara up in Georgia a happy birthday. I love you. Hope all is going well. And thanks again to Chef Z. We appreciate having her on to talk about preparing for the Super Bowl next week. And you can actually practice this weekend and get those recipes tightened up for next weekend if you want. So anyway, the Super Bowl is next Sunday, February 7th, I think it is, on CBS Tampa. It versus Kansas City is at 6:30 p.m. I think that's when kickoff is Super Bowl 55. So looking forward to that. In the meantime, just some things coming up on G's Power Hour next week. We have our Mortgage Monday. We're also starting Black History Month, so we're trying to, as much as we can, put a Black History spin on stuff coming up this week or this month. We have our Mortgage Monday guru, Jabir Najir of Rajan Mortgage on Monday. Tuesday, it's the big 6-0 for me. I'm going to hang out. So you will have a special Super Bowl show on Monday, courtesy of the mighty, mighty CEO of Never Had Some Good Entertainment Networks, Princess Cooper. And then also, and I'm trying to line up something for Wednesday. Thursday, the Warrior Princess will be back on with us on Thursday, Nadine Brown. And Friday, we are doing a special edition with Palsy Shelton of Warwick Shore to talk about Black wealth. And that's something you definitely don't want to miss. So anyway, we're going to cut this show short. But we thank you for being with us and want you all to be well and have a blessed weekend. You know, the numbers are creeping up with the COVID virus, and we got the new strains and everything. And yeah, I know it's been a torturous year just trying to get past this. You know, it just seems like things are getting worse. So just make sure that you are getting tested. Please go get tested. Please go get vaccinated. If you have not gotten vaccinated, it's very important. In the interim, eat right, exercise, all the things we're supposed to do, drink a lot of water, take the vitamins and supplements. But, you know, this is the time to put yourself first in that respect, so you can be around for not only yourself but the people that love you and you love. So I just want you all to stay safe, you know, and please wear your mask and keep socially distant. You know, I know this sounds like the same old stuff over and over, but it can't be stressed enough. It really can't. You know, I want to see you all back here next year or, you know, even next month, you know, because you just never know. Anyway, this has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Enjoy your weekend. Take care.
The high praise.
Come on,
give up the high.